CNN's Acosta, Trump at a rambling, unhinged campaign rally in the Rose Garden. By Pam Key on July 14, 2020. Tuesday on CNN's Situation Room, Network White House correspondent Jim Acosta declared President Donald Trump gave giving a rambling, unhinged, campaign rally-like speech in the Rose Garden today. Acosta said, "I've never seen a president turn the Rose Garden into a campaign rally the way President Trump did in the last, more than an hour. This is obviously the campaign rally he wanted to have in New Hampshire that his campaign wasn't able to have last weekend. He instead decided to have it here in the Rose Garden. You can just go through line by line, section by section of what the president had to say here in almost the same fashion we do with the campaign rallies to debunk, you know, the myths, the lies, the stretching of the truth and so on. That is what took place here in the Rose Garden." He continued, starting on China, "The president went after China repeatedly throughout this what he called a news conference. It was barely a news conference. You know, the president sounded at times like he was the challenger running against an incumbent in the 2020 election. He has had over 3 years to solve these problems with China. He was praising China for its handling of the virus at the beginning of this pandemic, as most Americans should know by now." He added, "One thing that just stood out is a bald-faced lie in terms of what the president had to say. At one point he suggested the wall was almost completed down at the border. This gets to the extent of what John Harwood was saying a few moments ago. There was almost a rambling, unhinged quality to what the president was trying to say here in the Rose Garden. He was also trying to make the case he's been on top of this virus from day one, when in reality, Wolf, the virus has been on top of him." He concluded, "He spent much of the time, the bulk of the time that he had here for this event, attacking Joe Biden, trying to rewrite history and essentially create a fairy tale of his own handling of the coronavirus, when in fact it's been a gross mishandling of the pandemic." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.